Welcome to this podcast from the National Autistic Society. My name is Jane and I'm going to talk about claiming employment and support allowance. We shorten employment and support allowance to ESA. I'll be using the term autism to include all autistic spectrum disorders, including Asperger's syndrome. ESA is the benefit that has replaced incapacity benefit and income support for adults who cannot work or look for work due to their disability or health condition. Many people are still getting the old benefits, such as incapacity benefit or income support. The government is gradually reassessing and transferring these people off the old benefits. For more information about this reassessment process, please see our website. This podcast is about people making new ESA claims rather than explaining the reassessment process. You might start claiming ESA for a variety of reasons. For example, you've just started claiming adult benefits, or you may have lost your job, or found that you were not able to stay on job seeker's allowance as you are not able to look for work. There are two types of ESA. One is means tested, and your income and savings must be below a certain level to qualify. This is called income-based ESA. If you live with a partner, their income and savings do count too. But if you live with your family or friends, their money is not taken into account. The other type is called contributory ESA. To qualify for this, you must have paid enough national insurance contributions. Some people aged under 25 can qualify for contributory ESA, even if they've never paid national insurance. This is called contributory ESA in youth. You have to meet some basic criteria to get ESA. You must be aged between 16 and pension age. You must be in Great Britain. You must not already be getting income support or job seeker's allowance. You must have limited capability for work, and I'll explain more about what that means later. And you must either meet the national insurance contribution conditions or have income and savings that are low enough to qualify. To make a claim for ESA, phone Job Centre Plus on 0800 055 6688 if you live in England, Wales or Scotland. If you're in Northern Ireland, call 0800 085 6318. When you ring, a person will complete the claim form over the phone for you. The call can take quite a long time. Make sure you have all the information that they might need ready, such as your national insurance number, details of bank accounts, and details of when you last worked or were in education. If you cannot manage to do a claim over the phone like this, you can ask them to send a paper claim form out to you to fill in. Alternatively, you can complete the claim online by going to the DirectGov website. After the telephone claim, they will post you a printout of the claim that they completed. Check this carefully to see if they've made any mistakes. They will ask you to send in any extra evidence that is needed for your claim. You will need to send in a sick note from your doctor and proof of your income and savings, plus any other information that they ask for. Once you've completed the claim form and provided a sick note, the ESA can be paid for the 13-week assessment phase. At this stage, the award is only a temporary one. During the 13 weeks, you're assessed to see if you have limited capability for work. If you have limited capability for work, the benefit will carry on being paid after the 13 weeks. If you do not have limited capability for work, the ESA will stop after 13 weeks. Whether or not you have limited capability for work is determined by a points-based system. There are a list of statements called descriptors. Each statement has a number of points attached. If a statement applies to you, you get that number of points. For example, one statement is, cannot cope with minor planned change to the extent that overall day-to-day life is made significantly more difficult. That statement's worth 6 points. You count up all the points from the descriptors that apply to you, and if you score 15 points or more, you're counted as having limited capability for work. Descriptors do cover areas that are relevant to people with autism, such as coping with change.